Hare Krishna. One should be convinced of the fact that everything that is connected to the Lord is all good. Everything that is disconnected from Him is all bad. In the recent times, scientists made great efforts to make everybody in the world happy by providing the people TVs and movie and video games and media and 3G and 4G facilities so that all living beings can lead their lives very happily. But very quickly, the disastrous results of providing all these commodities for the enjoyment of the living entities has come to fact. We can see people suffering from stress and depression, hypertension, addiction, and even suicide, even with all these facilities. So without self-mastery, scientists have failed psychologically, because the living beings without any self-control, psychologically they have failed and suffering terribly. Similarly, sociologically, there is no moral compass, no direction, so the whole world is in a big turmoil. Environmentally, needless to talk about the global disasters at the individual level and at a global level. And the reason for this is because they eliminated God from their equation and trying to make the living entities happy by what they thought of to be good. So even if you have good intention, that good intention is not good enough if one tries to pluck out God and put oneself in the center, which is what the scientists did. You will see, materially we can never do any good to anyone without reference to God. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sve sve karmani abhirataha samsiddhim labate naraha swakarmaha nirataha siddhim yata vindati tachshunu yataha pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavaha. Krishna is telling Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, how while performing one's own individual duties in this world, how one can please that Supreme Lord and become happy, I will tell you, Krishna says. And then he is saying, yataha pravrittir bhutana. All the living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord from whom they have emerged. And by serving whom, they can become truly happy. By the fruits of their own activities, when all living beings serve Him, they will become happy. Otherwise, trying to remove the common denominator, which is the Lord, out of the picture, and trying to make this world a happy place, which is a fool's paradise, is exactly like removing the nylon thread and expecting to keep all the monies together. That would be a foolish attempt. Therefore, you will see, the Shastras explained this most foundational fact. In the absolute truth, there is no defect or there is no blemish. Even the so-called immoral activity done by God is also most glorious and most wonderful result producing. For example, Vaman Dev showed his baby steps and told, I just want 3 steps. And then he measured the whole world. Somebody may say, is it not corruption? You asked for 3 small steps and you took away all the 3 worlds. But the pastime ends very happily when Lord Vamanadev becomes a servant of his own devotee, Bali Maharaj, by becoming his doorkeeper and offering multiple benedictions on Bali, and both master and servant exchanging pure love and delighting in that pure love. So there is now nothing inauspicious in the Lord's activity. Similarly, Lord Narasimha killed Hiranyakashipu in great anger. And if Prahlad happens to be the son of Hiranyakashipu, any son would cry and call for help. Help, help, is there anyone here? One fellow is coming and killing my father, save him. That's what he is supposed to save. On the other hand, you find Prahlad is garlanding the killer of his father. Because he knows that Lord performed the greatest surgery of the universe and delivered Hiranyakashipu from his sinful life. So, in fact, Prahlad Maharaj Prabhupada says, he appreciated the Lord. Good boy, very good. You finished this asura, bringing happiness to all living beings all over the world. So, killing is an immoral act, But when Lord kills somebody, he delivers them back to Godhead. Similarly, Putana came with such an ill intention to kill Krishna. Lord Krishna also sucked her life air and killed her. But even by his killing, he can give her the position of a mother in the spiritual world. Therefore, one should know that the Lord's body, his mind, his intelligence, his whole existence is so pure in the platform of Vishuddha Sattva. Nothing bad can come out of him. Everything that comes out of him is all good. Therefore, the spiritual activities, the so-called immoral activities on a spiritual plane are also all good for the living entities. And even the good activities, what scientists try to do in this world for the welfare of living entities is all bad. Because that has only caused disaster because of not being centered in the Lord. Therefore, the concluding point is this. Everything that exists in this world is existing only for Krishna's pleasure. The trees are producing fruits for Krishna's pleasure. The garden plants are producing flowers for Krishna's pleasure. Apsaras are dancing and Gandharvas are singing and Kinnaras and Charanas are uttering the Vedic mantras and all the living beings are given the brain and the skills sets and the 64 kalas. All these things are meant for only one purpose, to glorify Krishna. Idam hi pumstastapatashrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha buddhidattayoho avichyuto artha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanuvarnanam. Arts, philosophy, science, poetry and all kinds of different fields of knowledge and different fields of skills, everything is meant only for the glorification of the Supreme Lord. Unless one is very foundationally, deeply convinced about this, one cannot proclaim the glories of the Lord day after day, month after month, year after year. One often tends to think, I have some very intelligent plan on a material platform to execute. And that is how all living entities have diverted and distracted and destroyed themselves and destroyed others also. So Srila Prabhupada was thoroughly honest in declaring this truth that you cannot bring happiness by doing any kind of so-called good activity in this world without bringing Krishna into picture. Put Krishna in the center, who is the pivot of the universe. Glorify him, adore him, admire him, celebrate festivals for him, preach the knowledge that he has given us. And then you will see this world will turn into a spiritual world. Otherwise, by our own puny intelligence, we will never be able to do good. So the chanting of the holy name is actually a celebration to glorify the fame of the Lord. Every day, with whatever little energy we all have, every living being with his tiny energy is supposed to glorify the Lord, and one of the ways of glorifying him is to chant the holy name every day. And the chanting gives clarity to our sight and revealing this truth that Krishna is all good, serving him is all good, and serving him is the only prerogative of the living being in this world. And doing any activity deviated from him and distracted from him is utter foolishness, no matter what with what good intention that activity is done. So Prabhupada was convinced about it and he preached it, and therefore he could bring about such a mass spiritual change in the world. And our chanting of the holy name should be with this prayer: let me glorify you wholeheartedly, Buddha, bhava samanvitaha, and not perform it as a burdensome duty every day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto all the devotees of the Lord, who are like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy, and are very compassionate to the fallen, conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavarunda ki jai vaishnava takur shila prabhupada ki jai.